Respecting rules of mediation, there is a famous account in Quran regarding the prostration of the angels before Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas Iblis La'in did not prostrate before Sayyidina Adam. Ulama have mentioned a very fine and beautiful point here, and they've said that angels, they acted upon the divine command without any hesitation and prostrated to Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas Shaitan attempted to use his intellect and considered the command to be contrary to logic and reason. Allahu Akbar. So from this we learn that it is advisable to follow the way of angels and to act upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, because we've got a limited intellect. Sometimes we cannot understand the wisdom and logic and reasoning behind the divine command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we use our own intellect the way Shaitan did, there's a possibility that we can be misguided. The reason is we are weak. We have not a perfect intellect. It is not that there is no reason or wisdom or logic behind the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the weakness of our intellect which cannot comprehend that. So it's always a good idea to just say labbaik upon each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to act upon whether you understand it or you don't understand it, whether you know the logic or you don't know the logic, whether you know the wisdom behind it or you do not know that. Alhamdulillah, ulama have mentioned many reasons behind so many forms of worships and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, if you do not know it, just think it is the weakness of your intellect. But the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there and we should follow it. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.